You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina. Starting this fall, Milwaukee Area Technical College will offer a 16-week course geared toward getting people with high-functioning autism started in manufacturing careers. The program is a collaboration with the Uniquely Abled Project. It trains people with high-functioning autism and works to place them in jobs that can start at $14 an hour. Laura Bray is the Vice President of College Advancement and External Communications at MATC in Milwaukee. Laura, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here with you today.
And Ivan Rosenberg is the founder of the Uniquely Abled Project. Ivan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciated.
Ivan, how did the idea for this project come about? What do you think? How do you think it can change things?
Well, two questions. How it came about is I have two children that with autism, and like with all parents of kids that have a diagnosis, I worried about what are they going to do when I'm no longer here? And the stats are pretty bad, 90% unemployment among those with autism. So I looked at that, and I also happen to be a management consultant working with A&D, aerospace and defense manufacturing firms. So I knew about manufacturing. And I saw there was a connection. And on one hand, you have companies just begging for people that can do well in manufacturing. And on the other side, you have 40 million people who have a diagnosis and love a job. And I said, these got to be solutions to each other. And that's how it started. And the next thing I saw, instead of calling people disabled, let's look at what they can do really well. And if you look at people with autism, again, statistically, with high-functioning autism, what they do really well is integrate with machines and do stuff. And so the CNC operating was a perfect match.
And Laura, what made MATC in Milwaukee the place for this pilot project?
Well, we have a really strong CNC program that has been working with employers in our district for many, many years. And in the Milwaukee area, there's actually 5.5 times more CNC jobs than the national average. You know, we're looking at so many people in the manufacturing industry retiring at the same time where we just have less younger people to fill those jobs. And the median pay for CNC operators here in Milwaukee is also higher than that nationally. So the median pay is about $44,000 a year, whereas nationally it's about $40,000. We know we have a really strong group of advocates and partners that work with individuals who are high functioning and those on the autism spectrum. And we thought we could really put together this national model to bring something new to the mix here in the Milwaukee area.
And you're saying CNC, and that stands for computer numerical control. So, Laura, what do CNC operators do?
Sure. The CNC operators really are an important part of in manufacturing, making all the little pieces that go into everything from, you know, Ivan works in building airplanes to all the manufacturers from like companies like Harley-Davidson to companies throughout our area. And it really is this fine machining that occurs that for many years it was the tool and die industry, and now the evolution is that a lot of it is computerized.
Sure. And Ivan, you wanted this program to focus on CNC machine operating, is that right?
Well, that's what it turned out to be. It turned out that I knew a lot about autism and I knew a lot about CNC machining, and I saw the link. But clearly in the long run, what we're hoping is other diagnoses and other jobs will match, and there'll be uniquely abled academies for other combinations. I should say one thing that's unique about this is our placement rate out of the program is almost 100%. And that's really, there's no other program out there that has that kind of placement rate. And the employers are just delighted. And sometimes they get job offers during the interviews.
We're talking with Ivan Rosenberg, who's the founder of the Uniquely Abled Project. And also Laura Bray is with us. She's the Vice President of College Advancement and External Communications at MATC in Milwaukee. And we're talking about a program that's a collaboration that trains people with high functioning autism and helps to place them in jobs so that they can make money and contribute here in a way that is, you know, incredibly meaningful. And Laura, what is your vision for what this program could grow into with connecting people with specific opportunities and skills to the jobs that manufacturers or other companies need?
Well, I think what's so exciting about this program is that, and what I love the kind of paradigm shift that Ivan's doing really nationally, is that we have the opportunity to really hone in on people's skills and talents and unleash them in careers that are important to our economy. And so you're really having this opportunity to celebrate people's talents and match them up. So for CNC, the precision and the attention to detail and the management of complex operations are required to operate those machines. And those are the exact skills. And what we're hoping is that the stigma in the college system, people have to self-report to get accommodations. So they actually have to walk into an office and say, I have been labeled with a disability. What we want to be able to do is to open the doors and say, this is a part of a college system that's trying to identify and celebrate the talents that people have to offer the world. And that by saying you're a person that's on the spectrum, that is not something that's saying I have a disability. It's saying I have abilities to share. And we're here as a college and as a system to be able to match those up with the careers that we think you can really soar. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to really change the way we operate as a college too.
Ivan, what kind of potential do you see if we shift our mindset that way?
Oh, it's almost unlimited. I see the kids with a diagnosis have been called disabled, and they've been told for most of their life that they aren't worth much and they'll never get a job and nobody will pay them. We look at them as uniquely abled, as Laura so well described. And all of a sudden, you not only have millions, I mean, there's 40 million people out there that have a diagnosis of disabled. You have people that are productive and happy and are producing and contributing, and their parents are proud of them instead of worried about them. I think that's a pretty significant shift in the society.
Well, and I mean, a parent brought this program to Milwaukee. What about the power of parents in creating opportunities for their kids?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, I got this phone call from Jamie Berger or an email. I said, and something like, I've heard about your program. I'm interested. I have a son that might match. And we started the conversation, and that just went from there. And by the way, the same thing happened in Massachusetts. A mother in Plymouth called me and said, I've got a son that I think could really use your program, and I'm not moving to California. What do I do? And that program should open probably in September or January. Hmm. The power of the parents is amazing.
Laura, what sort of things will people enrolling in the program be doing?
Sure. So the way that we have it set up is for a 16-week, they're going to be going through and they're going to be learning everything from like the safety practices in the machine shop, how to interpret engineer drawings, how to apply precision measuring methods, and perform the basic machine tooling equipment that we have. And that will really get them to the entry-level position as a CNC setup or operations individual. But all of those skills, they're actually earning credits that can be applied toward a technical diploma or associate degree. So they're going to be able to complete this curriculum and get in a job, but it ladders directly into our other degree programs so they could advance. And that means advance in pay and career responsibilities. So our hope is that this really is a progression path that they can be to a very, very comfortable, family sustaining wage and in a career that will be needed for many, many years to come.
Ivan, with those details and that framework, how do you hope to see the Uniquely Abled Project grow in the future?
Well, more Uniquely Abled Academies out there for CNC, and I think a shift in how we look at people with diagnoses from, as I say, from disabled to uniquely abled, and I think we're going to be able to see people that we only see what they're missing and see what can they do really well? And the Unique Label Project hopes to be the spur for all that. But we really want a lot of other people to take up the mantle and contribute with new ideas. So we're just a little organization in LA. Our focus was to be scalable, which means we don't run any of the academies. We help them get started. We help them with the ideas. But if we tried to run everything, we would never get to work on the 40 million.
And how do you, I know we just have a moment left, but how do you help people understand the unique abilities of people?
Well, I'll say in Milwaukee, what we're doing as part of the program is that we're building in professional development for our faculty and for people that work at MATC as part of this initiative and part of the funding that actually the initial funding from some even parents who've helped us get this off the ground. But we're also going to be building that in to work with employers. So there might be different things that they do in a job interview or others that may that may set someone up to think that the individual isn't prepared, but it's just the social skills are different for those that are on the spectrum. And so we're trying to really focus on those abilities.
Laura, thank you so much for your time. And Ivan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was Ivan Rosenberg, who founded the Uniquely Able Project, and Laura Bray, Vice President of College Advancement and External Affairs at MATC in Milwaukee. They joined us to talk about the pilot program starting at MATC this fall, connecting autistic people with manufacturing jobs. You can find more about the program at WPR.org/Central Time.